And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Okay, here we go.
Morning, Bernard.
Oh, good morning, Madge.
Time to do the windows already?
Yeah, it's been a week. How's business?
Oh, not bad. I got a special on our homemade breakfast bagels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you buy one and you get a newspaper with it.
You know, I've had your breakfast bagels, Madge. The newspaper would taste better.
Oh, Bernard, you are a stitch.
Yeah, Madge, a real side splitter. Well, I'm going to work now.
Oh, sure. Well, don't let me stop you. Yikes, Bernard. Take it easy with that noise.
What? What noise?
Your squeegee on the glass.
What? This noise?
I never realized how annoying that was.
Annoying? Now, Madge, are you calling my livelihood annoying?
Are you using a new squeegee?
Nope. You know, I find it hard to believe that you think this is annoying.
Well, cut it out.
It's music to my ears.
Okay, I could take a hint. I'll be inside if you want anything.
Fine. The sound of my squeegee bothering her. Hasn't she heard the sound of her own voice?
Oh, hey, Bernard, how you doing?
Oh, hi, Wooten. Does this sound bother you?
No, but most sounds don't, except sandpaper scratching on fresh-baked salmon. Oh, and Mrs. Danderfield eating a soft-boiled egg. Why?
Oh, never mind. Well, that's that. On to the hair salon.
Oh, Bernard, you missed a spot.
What? Where?
Oh, you're right there at the top, see? And in the middle, and some more at the bottom.
Well, I wasn't there before. Well, this will get it.
No, it's still... Hey, wait a minute, look at that.
What's going on here? The spray's supposed to take the marks off, not put more on. Where's that coming from?
It's appearing before our very eyes, like magic or a secret code.
Yeah, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, look at that. Step back, Bernard. The more you spray, the more we can see. It's a design.
What in the world?
Do you see what I see?
This is no time for Christmas songs, Booten. I see it, but I don't know what it is. Some kind of marker? Graffiti?
It's a symbol.
What kind of symbol?
It's from the Power Boy comic books.
A comic book symbol on a window? Well, what does it mean?
It means help!
Help?
No, not just help. It's a symbol for help! Somebody needs help, Bernard!
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Okay, let's hope there aren't any surprises with this one.
So, has anything happened yet?
Not, I just started. What are you doing here?
Oh, delivering the mail as usual and looking for any more unusual symbols.
Well, I hope you won't see one. Whatever happened to Madge's shop was a fluke.
Yeah, she wasn't very happy about it.
I know.
Even after I had a breakfast bagel and I explained that it was the Power Boy help symbol.
I know, Wooten.
Yeah, any ideas about what you're going to do, you know, to fix her window, I mean?
I can't fix her window until I know how or why that symbol appeared.
Yes. Well, I think I know the why. But the how? I have a theory.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Mads just put in that window last week.
She did?
Oh, sure. Didn't you notice?
No. Why should I?
Well, because it's one of those new insulated windows.
How do you know that?
Oh, this guy came by my house last week talking to me about how they're great for the winter. He was a real good salesman. I bought 5, which is really funny because I only have 4 holes in my house to put them in. Anyway, I think a whole bunch of other businesses bought some, too. That window's definitely a new one.
It is. I guess I'd better pay closer attention.
You know, Bernard, I was thinking how cool it would be if a whole string of messages suddenly started showing up on windows all over town.
Yeah, now that's not going to happen.
Yeah, probably not. But if it did, just think how weird that would be. Power Boy symbols showing up here.
Hey, wait a minute. Symbols? I thought you said there was only one for help.
Oh, no, there's a lot. Let's see, there's help, as you know, and there's don't look up, and be wary of the purple lizards, and warning, arch nemesis in crystallic fusion dormancy, and there's
I get the idea.
Yeah, there are 121 in all.
I don't want to know.
Okie doke.
Well, this window seems to be a...
Wait.
Oh.
Look.
Right.
There it is again, the symbol for help. Somebody's trying to tell you something.
Yeah, and I'm beginning to get suspicious about it.
Suspicious? Because you think someone is recklessly abusing the Power Boy symbol system?
No, because I'm beginning to suspect that this is some kind of a prank.
Huh?
And I may be looking at the prankster.
Me? No way, Bernard. I don't do pranks. Ever since that incident with my cousin's wiffle ball bat, that backfired big time, let me tell you.
No, don't.
It required surgery.
I don't want to know.
Okay.
Well, if you're not pulling a prank, then what's going on here?
I told you it's a cry for help, and we gotta find this person, Bernard, and fast!
Four windows, Whit. That symbol showed up on 4 of them.
Yeah, 4. But not all of the windows you cleaned.
No.
Oh, it sounds creepy to me.
Creepy?
Yeah, like mysterious messages from another world.
What other world, Connie? You think my windows are haunted?
Well, stranger things have happened.
Oh, yeah? Like where?
Now, you're sure it wasn't written on the glass with, say, candle wax?
Nah, I know candle wax, Whit. I know just about everything that a human being can put on glass.
Huh.
I've never seen anything like this. Mm. It must be some kind of prank.
That'd be a pretty elaborate prank.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't they have to know all of your customers and then sabotage the windows when no one was around to see them do it and then know how to write that... What'd you say that symbol is?
Wooten says it's from those Power Boy comics. It means help.
So, someone would have to be able to do and know all those things to pull a prank on you.
Which is why Wooten is my number one suspect.
Wooten? Oh... I don't think Wooten would pull a prank like that.
No, not after the wiffle ball bat incident.
Yeah, that's right.
You know about that?
Oh, doesn't everyone?
No, I don't.
Well, you see, he was at his cousin's.
I don't want to know, Connie.
It involves surgery.
I still don't want to know. This is getting silly. I'm starting to worry about every window I clean now.
Bernard, you said the 4 windows with the symbol were new and recently installed?
That's right. A month or so ago, some sales guy came through town and made a deal with a lot of the businesses on these special insulated windows.
Uh-oh.
What uh-oh?
Oh, we took advantage of that deal. They replaced our front window.
Who did?
A company called Seymour or Seashine or something like that.
Yeah, but that was a month ago.
Yeah.
Bernard's been here almost every week since, and no magical symbol has shown up.
And I hope it doesn't.
Well, do you want to try to clean the window now?
I suppose I'd better. Okay, step back, everybody.
Huh?
Why? Does the symbol explode?
No, but if it shows up, I might throw my bucket through it.
Oh.
Okay. Here goes.
Oh, that's funny. I never noticed how annoying that sound is.
Don't start, Connie.
Well, so far, so good.
Oh, here it comes.
Wow.
So that's the symbol, huh?
The one and only. Well, one of 121, anyway.
It looks like a... What is that? An 8 with a harpoon through it?
I've seen a Greek letter that looks like that.
I don't care what it is. I just want to know how to get rid of it. All right. We've gone round and round about this, and it still doesn't make sense to me. Why would new windows suddenly sprout a symbol?
Well, maybe it's not just the new windows.
What else could it be?
Well, Connie had a point earlier.
Oh, thanks, Whit. What was it?
Well, Bernard, you've been cleaning this glass for the past month and nothing has happened, right?
Yeah?
Maybe it's the glass cleaner. Is that the same brand you always use?
No. No, now that you mention it, I'm using a new brand that Howard Chestinowicz conjured up.
Oh, I know Howard. He does research for the Wayne Chemical Company.
Right. It's supposed to be a no-streak, no-glare formula.
Yeah, so you have a new chemical on new glass. That must be why the symbol is showing up now.
But that still doesn't explain how the symbols got on the glass in the first place.
Then what am I supposed to do?
I think you ought to talk to the folks who made that cleaner, Bernard. Maybe the chemicals they used are interacting with the chemicals on the glass. It seems like they should be able to figure out how to get those symbols off.
I hope so. All right, I'm going to talk to Howard about this. You may want to get a curtain or a piece of cardboard and put it over that thing until we can figure out just how to make it go away.
Yep, will do.
Yeah, see you later.
Well, this is weird.
Sure is. Though, I wonder about that symbol.
He said it means help.
Yeah, that's what it means in the Powerboy comics, but what if it means something else? Let's see if we can find out.
Welcome to the Wayne Chemical Company. Can I help you?
Yes, I need to talk to Howard Chestinowicz, please. I'm Bernard Walton.
Okay, Mr. Wahlberg. I'll let him know you're here. It may be a while, though. This gentleman is also waiting to speak with him.
Oh, which gentleman? Wooten?
Hey!
What are you doing here?
I'm investigating.
Oh, yeah? And why are you investigating here?
Well, Bernard, I got to thinking, and I thought, what if the problem isn't with the glass, but with what you're putting on the glass?
Uh-huh.
And then I noticed that you're using a new window cleaner.
How'd you notice that?
Oh, because of the red and yellow label. You know, your normal brand label is blue and that weird kind of aqua color that nobody really knows the name of.
You noticed the label on my window cleaner?
Yeah, I pick up on things like that.
Wooten,
mm-hmm.
Were you ever tested by doctors or scientists when you were a kid?
Well, yeah, I was plenty of times. Why?
Oh, I was just wondering.
You know, Bernard, if we work together on this mystery, we might solve it a lot faster.
Uh-huh.
You could be Sherlock and I could be Holmes.
Dr. Watson, you mean. It was Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson.
Yeah, I know it was. I was just trying to keep from being the sidekick.
Well, this is amazing.
Oh, hey.
I've got Wooten and Bernard visiting me on the same day. It must be important.
More than anyone knows, Howard.
Yeah, Howard, I've got to ask you about this window cleaner you gave me.
Sure. It's really spiffy, isn't it? Cuts through the dirt, keeps out the glare. I created it myself.
Oh.
Howard, it's ruining windows.
What? No. No, don't say it. It can't be.
Are you okay?
Somebody get me a paper bag, please. Oh. I'm seeing black spots.
Oh, did you all right? What did you do to him?
Nothing. I didn't. What's wrong with him?
It's a stress attack. Now just move away. Yeah. Give him some space.
Okay.
It's going to be all right, Howard.
Yeah. Okay, follow me this way.
Are you sure you're feeling all right?
Just dandy.
Oh, that's good.
It was a slight overreaction. Hereditary problem from my mother's side. I'm sorry. I take my work very seriously.
Who doesn't? You should see my physical reaction to smudged chocolate.
Here we are. Welcome to my laboratory.
Oh, wow. Cool place. You got a little bit of everything in here.
Thanks. We test our products on every surface imaginable.
Moon rocks?
Normal imaginations, Wooten.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now, our new cleaner was designed to penetrate the dirt on glass and leave a coating that helps the window cut ultraviolet rays, glare, and the like. Now, tell me exactly what happened when the cleaner made contact with the glass. Spare no details.
Well, when I sprayed your cleaner on some of my customers' windows, a bizarre symbol appeared.
What kind of symbol?
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of a curvy, swiggly-looking thing.
Can you draw it on the whiteboard, please?
Oh, sure, I can. Here you go.
the Power Boy symbol for help?
Whoa, you know it?
Issue 7, 21, 50, and 64.
You forgot issue 38.
Doesn't count. Mm-hmm. In issue 38, Form Kid was about to write it to signal Power Boy, but was interrupted by Gargantuan.
Yes, but after Gargantuan was defeated, he was going...
Stay focused, kids.
Oh, sorry. Did this symbol appear on random windows?
Yeah, sort of, but I found out they're new. Just put in over the past month or so.
And they were all manufactured by the Seawright Window Company in Greensburg.
Seawright?
Mm.
Where did you get that from?
It was on the lower right-hand corner of the glass, Bernard. You know the company logo. It was on the window at Madge's shop, the New You Hair Salon, Trixie's Candy Shop, Mr. Wok's Chinese Restaurant, and probably the glass at Wit's End, too.
How in the world did you notice that?
Oh, simple. The S on the word Seawright reminded me of the S used in the Speedster comic books.
Who are you?
Huh?
Really?
I don't know.
Our test pane of glass also came from Seawright.
Yeah, see the little logo, Bernard?
Got it.
Yep.
Okay, so you picked up our bottle like this, and you sprayed it on the window pane like this. And then what?
The symbol appeared on the glass.
Like that?
Huh. Yeah, just like that.
Like that? Like that? Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
It can't be. I can't breathe.
Better find a paper bag. Yeah.
The black spots. Oh. I need a bag.
Oh, get out of this bag.
It's Earl.
Oh, good grief.
Hi, Wed. I brought you some coffee.
Oh, thanks, Connie.
How's it going?
Slowly. I've tried every search engine I know, and they all take me to 100 different Power Boy fan pages. It's hard, because it's a symbol and not a word.
Hmm. Huh. Well, is there a way to scan the symbol into the computer and have it search that?
Yeah, I tried. I only confused my computer.
Well, you have to know how to communicate with these things. Let's try something goofy.
Huh? Go ahead. What kind of goofy?
Oh, you know, since the symbol's showing up on windows, maybe you should try Power Boy Help Symbol showing up on windows.
Uh-huh.
These search engines just want to match words. The trick is finding the right combination of words to get what you need.
And what makes you such an expert?
Are you kidding? I've spent hours doing this.
Hmm.
I speak the words that search engines understand. Okay, here we go.
Well, we're right back to all those fan web pages for Power Boy.
Wait a minute, what's that website?
Which?
An article from the Greensburg Gazette.
Well, go ahead and click on it.
Look at the photo, Wed. It's the symbol.
But it's been spray painted on a wall.
Well, that was a waste of time.
Well, I didn't think so. I've often been fascinated by hyperventilation.
Then I'm glad it was worthwhile for you. Okay, Sherlock, what's our next move?
Oh, actually, you're Sherlock and I'm Holmes.
Not anymore, I'm not.
Huh?
You take the lead. My head hurts.
Oh, okay then. We should probably talk to Seawright about their glass.
Okay.
Then we better head back to Wit's End.
Why?
Well, because Wit and Connie have some new information for us.
And how can you possibly know that? Did you happen to detect a fingerprint in the corner of the lab telling you to go to Wit's End?
Oh, that would have been nice, but Connie sent me a text message while we were inside. She said they have new information for us.
Oh. Well, then you may as well ride with me.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Well, what's wrong, Bernard?
This truck's been giving me trouble lately. I need to take it in. There.
Then let's rock, Holmes!
I don't think Sherlock ever said let's rock.
No?
No. And don't call me Holmes.
Okay, how about if I call you homie?
Wit, Bernard, and Wooten are here.
All right, thanks, Connie. I'll be right there.
So what's going on?
Well, I think this is the scene where we compare notes and come one step closer to solving the case.
How do you know that?
Oh, well, it always happens at this point in the mystery. It's also a plot device to allow readers to get caught up because all those clues sure can get confusing.
No kidding. What's he talking about, Bernard?
Just smile and nod, Connie. I've been doing it all day.
Yeah, you have.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Whit.
Well, has Connie told you what we learned?
Not yet.
Wooten's been filling us in on the plot structure of mysteries.
What did you learn, Whit?
Well, after you left, we learned that the Powerboy help symbol is showing up all over Greensburg.
Yeah, because a secret group is protesting the labor practices of a window manufacturing company.
The Seawright Company, right?
You know it?
Oh, yeah, the S on their logo looks like the S in the Spendthrift comics.
Oh, that'd be Speedster, homie.
Yeah, him.
Anyway, we went to the website for the protest, and...
They're using the symbol all over the place to raise awareness of their protest. Mm. Like a cry for help.
See?
Don't get all worked up,
Okay.
One thing Connie doesn't know is that I just got off the phone with a Mr. Corelli, a vice president at Seawright. He thinks the whole protest was started by a disgruntled former employee who's trying to smear the company's name.
Yeah, well, did Mr. Corelli explain how the symbol got on the glass in the first place? Or how I'm supposed to get it off?
Well, he wants to talk to you about that personally. I told him what's been happening, and he indicated that they'll replace all the damaged windows free of charge.
Oh.
Oh, here. This is his number, and he wants you to call.
No kidding. Well, that's perfect. It sounds like we've got a happy ending to this mystery.
A happy ending? No way.
What?
No way?
Yeah, somebody used the Powerboy symbol for help, and that means somebody needs help.
Didn't you hear what Whit just said? It's a disgruntled former employee.
Yeah, and let's not forget that you're talking about a symbol from a comic book.
Which is what makes it even more urgent, Bernard. Anybody who knows that comic book knows how important that symbol is. And they wouldn't use it unless it was really, 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 really important.
That was a lot of reallys.
Yeah, like 11. And that's to let you know how serious I am about this. You guys can do what you like, but I'm going to Greensburg to find out who needs help and why.
What he needs is a paper bag.
Really?